Young companies are vibrant places to work. Startups tend to attract highly motivated and passionate people. And the company's culture, even from the earliest days of its existence, is critical to that company's ultimate success. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton explores something mission critical to every company, especially new ones, culture.
Hi, and welcome back to Techonomics. This week, the four segments of the show are loosely related. We're looking at new workers and new companies in the tech industry, from interview skills to a hot tech sector that's hiring a lot, to a company's culture, and finally, a company's exit, a sale or a merger. In this segment, we're looking at culture and how critical a positive corporate culture is for a successful company. A crummy culture may not stop a company from growing at first, but eventually it will impede progress, growth, and often revenue. Tom Gimble and his team are experts in placing talent in successful situations. His company is called LaSalle Network. He's also analyzed how corporate culture can be influential in attracting and keeping the best people for the job. Here's our chat.
Tom Gimble, founder and CEO, LaSalle Network.
Tom, welcome back to the show. We've spoken before about many things, obviously, but there's one I want to kind of drill into this morning, and that's called culture. And I have a lot of startups here, a lot of founders, a lot of VCs, and they all say that culture is critical from go. And I'm wondering, given your expertise and the corner office in which you sit, is that something that you also see playing out over and over?
Well, culture is a huge part. You know, the old Peter Drucker line is culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I don't know if it's 100% true, but it's pretty darn close. So I believe that it's really not always just having a great culture, but it's the absence of a negative culture, which is so important to a company's success and or continued success.
Well, you've been in the staffing and recruitment area for a long, long time. And one thing I noticed about your company itself is that you've added an entire new service around this called Culture Consulting, right? So tell me what the origin story of that was.
So over the past 10 years, we've won almost 100 different awards around the country based on our corporate culture and being a best place to work, being a thought leader, and simultaneously being an Inc. 5000 company for 10 years in a row. And we looked at that, and ironically enough, a lot of high-growth companies aren't falling into that category of great culture, great places to work, because it's hard to maintain both. And so what we looked at is, how can we bring this to our clients? Now, ironically enough, we're in the recruiting space. So my belief was, if we can actually put the people we place in a healthier environment, our core business of recruiting will be more successful. But even more importantly, it's helping a company be all it can be by having the right culture, the right flavor, the right personality.
Do you help people or companies find new directions after they're a little more mature, or are you finding most of your client base is from the earlier company stages?
No, we probably do more with company. We've worked with a company that's, you know, almost 10 years old, that's got a $3 billion valuation. We work with one of the larger hospitals in the Midwest on what they're doing. So it really is across the board. It's more about companies that are probably a little bit, though, later on, from a standpoint of it's not what they want it to be. Okay. And they want to make sure they're doing things the right way to get it in the right place.
Are there any broad stroke takeaways you've had so far from these more mature companies? I mean, I'm not saying it's a pivot. You're just trying to nuance them into a different direction. But, like, what's helping you give them momentum in a certain way?
Well, what you see is you get a lot of executives and founders that are saying, you know, why don't people understand it? Why aren't they working harder? We give them all these perks. And there's a disconnect between giving people things and people taking opportunity of a great situation that they're working at. And it's really almost a lot of what's going on in society. I think business is a microcosm of society, and it's kind of like the participation trophies, is that parents are like, why aren't our kids, you know, getting great work ethics if we give them all the opportunities? And it's the same thing in business. Is what people really want is to be challenged, to be held accountable, and then to be acknowledged and rewarded for that, not to be given a million perks. And what's happening in Silicon Valley is a great example. If all the perks are all the same, then what really differentiates an employer? And that's where culture has to come into place. And that biggest gap is middle management.
That's a good point. Let's say you get a client come in. Let's do a use case before I have to let you go. A client comes in, wants to talk about things. How do you help them figure out an action plan? And then we'll talk about execution.
Well, we do one of two things, and try to do both. And one is face-to-face interviews with people at all levels, meaning entry-level, middle managers, and then executives. And the other thing is, because you have to accumulate the data, is surveys. And what you usually find out from the surveys, all you really want to look at is participation rate. I mean, not all, but the key thing is participation rate. Do people want to get involved? Do they actually care about it, or are they rolling their eyes before the work even gets done? And then secondly, is in talking to the different levels, does the C-suite really care about it, about the people, or do they just want to avoid turnover? And those are really two different issues of caring about people versus just wanting to avoid turnover.
I see. Okay, so let's say perfect scenario, you have a good action plan, you've got buy-in, and you've got execution happening. How long before you start to see results for your culture?
I think you can see it as soon as 4 to 6 months, but more likely you're going to start to really see changes coming between 9 and 12 months, and you start to see a dramatic change in year two. And it really is, the analogies of going to therapy or marriage counseling are very accurate from the standpoint of you can't change something that's broken overnight. And what most employees think is, oh, here's another crazy idea for management, right? You can't talk about it. You've just got to do it.
Right.
And that's when things get positive.
Live it, love it, learn it, right?
Pretty much.
Tom, expert stuff as always. Thank you for your time this morning.
Always good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
That was Tom Gimbel. He's principal and CEO of the LaSalle Network, a national staffing and recruiting firm. He's also a market analyst. I should also note that LaSalle has been recognized by the National Association for Business Resources as one of 2016's best and brightest companies to work for in the nation. Here's a little bit from Tom's sizzle reel for LaSalle.
So we've got this cycle of people, right? We have college graduates coming in. We have baby boomers going out.
Tom, what's your version of this anomaly we face right now on wage growth?
Well, I think what we're seeing is wage growth isn't happening, but we are seeing jobs, but it's not 300,000 plus like we saw in 06 and 07, but that was the anomaly, and I think now we're getting back to a new normal.
I think we're going to see the numbers a little bit higher than what the estimate is. My guess is mid to high 200,000.
You're a veteran of the United States Army. You led large groups, high-stress situations. You executed strategic plans. You want to use action verbs, and you want to do a summary of who you are and what you're capable of.
You know what? We like you.
Why?
We like you because you actually have real, real answers for people. It's not
gobbledygook.
You really do help them.
Good use of sound effects, right? So for companies looking to instill a winning culture, there are 5 tips to clip from Mr. Gimbel. First, inject the company personality into job descriptions. This is the easiest way to pair talent with culture from square one. Second, design a Work For Us webpage that portrays your brand and culture. That's kind of an extension of the first one, but still. Third, encourage employees to share company social media posts. This is called amplifying social, and it leverages employee networks. Basically, you're fishing in the right pond if you like the work you're already getting. Fourth, create an employee referral program, and this one amplifies the previous one too. And fifth, attend job fairs at universities. It's a gold mine for up-and-coming talent and a great opportunity to showcase your brand. And there's also good reason to set your culture soon. Recent research from Tom and his staff show an uptick in labor market opportunities this year. LaSalle surveyed more than 6,000 hiring professionals about how they see the economy and the forecast for their own businesses in 2017. 58% see themselves raising wages sometime this year for their workers, and 50% said they plan on hiring between 1 and 100 people this year as well. And 60% of companies anticipate hiring salaried full-time positions in the next year. Now, we have more on LaSalle, Tom Gimbel, and this research at kgoradio.com/techonomics. We also have links of several types at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. That's where we have links to the music we choose each week as well. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.